Do you ever feel like you are fighting for financial knowledge? Well, now you can get it at no cost or obligation. You can get a copy of our hot off the press 401k survival guide or take advantage of a complimentary consultation valued at over $999. Call Mark Gills and the team at EFS Group, 712-560-0360. That's 712-560-0360. This episode of Mark on Money is brought to you by EFS Group for all your retirement needs. Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Mark Gills or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
On today's show, we'll dig into several income strategies that could make sure your money lasts all the way through retirement.
And now, live from the heart of Sioux City, Mark on Money with your host, Mark Gills.
The key is having a plan in place, knowing what you're going to do.
A place where your retirement questions are answered.
You could be putting tens of thousands in jeopardy.
You'll get the latest news on 401ks and retirement planning.
It can make a profound difference with what you can and can't afford in retirement.
If you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome in to Mark on Money.
Hey, welcome in, everybody. This is Mark on Money with Mark Gills. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Mark is a certified financial planner, 30-plus years in the business. You'll find him at EFS Wealth Management. And hey, Mark, what's going on?
Not too much. Same old, same old.
Same old, same old. Well, you know, we're winding things down, ending up the year. And I like what we're going to talk about. This is, you know, making sure that our money is where it needs to be and how it needs to be there. But there are things that we need to do to make sure, aren't there?
Right. You got to make sure you check your list more than once.
Well, just like Santa, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's talk about inflation. I mean, most people don't really think it's a big deal right now, although those of us who have lived through inflation knows that it still is.
Right. You've got to be prepared for it. You know, things will almost double or more than double, more than likely, depending upon how many years you're in retirement for. But, you know, one of the things that you've got to really prepare for it is if you're retiring and you have a fixed pension, that pension will probably be more than cut in half in terms of what it'll buy. So, for instance, somebody retiring today with an IPERS pension, let's say, for instance, that's the Iowa pension, which is a fixed pension. It doesn't go up over your lifetime. Social Security, at least, has COLA adjustments. You know, other pensions have COLA adjustments, government pensions do, but state pension does not. And so what I've seen happen is somebody retires with a pension, and in 20 years, that pension isn't very much money anymore. It just doesn't buy what it is going to buy. It's kind of like a mortgage. If you think back, you know, to, you know, what you bought your first house at and what your mortgage was back then, you know, a $600-$700 a month mortgage, that was a big mortgage.
That was a big deal. Yeah.
Yeah. Today, not so much anymore. And so if you're retiring with $3,000 a month in pension income, in 20 years, that would be like having, you know, about $1,200 to $1,500 in pension income. It'll almost be cut in half. So you've got to have another source of funds to be able to make up the difference or the lost earnings or lost purchasing power that pension is going to provide for you.
So is it an option? If it's an option to get a buyout of your pension, is that something worth having a discussion about?
Sometimes it is. Sometimes it isn't.
Okay.
It all depends upon what your situation is. And what you're talking about is a lump sum cash distribution for your pension plan.
Right.
Some pension plans offer that. Others do not, but it is not the case that every single person should take the lump sum cash buyout, because you have to do the math, you have to run the numbers, you have to look at family situations, you have to look at, you know, what's your health, do you have other assets, Do you have more than one pension? Does your spouse have a pension? All those things have to come into play in order to make a good choice on what option you may want to, you know, take from a pension. And that goes to also, if you do take a pension option, because some, they don't give you a cash option, you have to. Do you take 100% survivorship? Do you take life only? Do you take 50% survivorship? What choice is the best choice to take with that pension? And a lot of times it is determined about what else are you doing with your money? When are you claiming Social Security? How does all those pieces of the puzzle tie together?
And again, but my, I guess, so it is worth having a conversation, no matter what, about what to do with the pension and how it fits into our overall plan.
Absolutely. And so, we're talking about, you know, making sure you have enough income to last through retirement. And, you know, there's a list. So one of them is, you know, be prepared for inflation, look at your pension options, make sure that you put those pieces of the puzzle together. And the other part of it is position investments for growth. You know, people say, well, I don't want to take any risk with my money. Well, whether you know it or not, you're taking a risk, even if the money is sitting in the bank in your checking account. Because the risk is that inflation is going to wipe out all the purchasing power of that investment. And so risk is a relative term. In some cases, the most conservative investment could actually be the most risky investment. Because if you don't invest it correctly, you will end up not having enough money in the long run. And so it's a catch-22. I want to be safe with my money, but yet I want my money to last a long time. So you've got to look at how can I make sure my money is keeping up with inflation, and how can I not do what the opposite is, which is be too aggressive and take undue risk with my money and have it be bouncing all over the place in volatile markets. So you really have to look at, you know, both sides of the coin, so to speak.
But your method of helping people put together a retirement and income plan is that segmented way to do it, so that, you know, if you don't need that money for 10 years, then yeah, that money could definitely
it
be
helps
in
define,
a risk situation.
And that's what I always say is you have to define the purpose of every dollar that you have. What's the purpose for this money, and let the purpose define where it goes. And yes, what you're saying is, and what Steve's talking about is we follow what is called a time segmented distribution strategy. We utilize segmenting money into different buckets. So, you know, bucket number three is money that you don't need until 15 years down the road. And so you can be more aggressive with that money if you know that that money is 15-year investment time horizon. If you have money that you're going to spend right away in retirement, that goes into bucket one, and that is safe money. We don't want to put that money into anything that can lose any of the principal, because we're going to draw income off of it over the first 5 years. So, and each individual bucket is aligned with how much money you want to spend during that period of time. So if you're, you know, in bucket number two and you're going to start Social Security at the same time in bucket number two, there's not as much money that goes into bucket number two because you're going to have an additional income source there. So it's aligning the buckets with the income needs in each individual phase in retirement.
And being able to turn on that income at the right time. And then, I mean, that's really is, I mean, you've just described what an ideal retirement and income plan is.
Yeah. And one of the things is I read a lot about, you know, people that have been in retirement, and one of the things is that people say in retirement, you don't ever stop worrying about money. Money is always at the forefront of your retirement. And I don't, you know, I find that is not necessarily the case. If you have a well thought out, a well-written plan that is strategized, I think fun is the number one thing that you worry about in retirement, not having enough of it. And right now, none of us are having enough fun, I don't think.
Oh, yes, that's absolutely true. Folks, if you want to get a head start, let me just give you the number. It's 712-560-0360. So we're talking about being, you know, making sure that our money is going to last. And we have to talk about healthcare. And, you know, that leads into long-term care. But just healthcare in general, we've got to address that, and we've got to keep ourselves covered.
Right, because healthcare is the number Two, most costly, or at least most potentially costly item for retirees, according to Fidelity Retiree Healthcare, an average retired couple age 65 in 2020 may need approximately $295,000 to cover health care expenses in retirement. So that's out-of-pocket medical costs, you know, health insurance premiums, and so forth. You know, there's a whole bunch of stuff that falls into that healthcare arena. But $295,000. So if you're, you know, if you've got a 25-year retirement, you know, that's about $13,000 a year is what it's going to cost you to fund just the health expense portion of retirement. And so that's something that, you know, you've got to kind of figure out. And, you know, the world's population is living longer and longer. And, you know, every day until 2030, here's an interesting statistic, is 10,000 baby boomers are going to turn age 65. And out of all those people who are retiring, about 7 out of 10 will require some type of long-term care in their lifetime.
Wow.
You know, the statistics, you know, as we're living longer and longer, and, you know, we're, you know, people are living healthier, which means that they end up not just dropping over dead, you know, they end up, you know, living out their lifetime, but they end up having to have some type of extended care. And, you know, the likelihood is that a healthy 65-year-old will live well into their 80s or even 90s. And that also bodes that you may need almost 30 years of retirement income.
Well, again, so how long do you run your plans out, Mark?
Well, typically 25 or 30 years.
Okay. All right. Because that's realistic.
Yeah, we run retirement income out 25 or 30 years. So if we run a plan, here's a typical example. Let's use round numbers, and I know not everybody's got $1 million. But if you had $1 million, what we start with was we put $1 million in the plan. We show how much income that can generate. Maybe we generate more money during the go-go years, a little bit less in the slow-go years, and a little bit less as time goes on in the no-go years. But we leave $1 million as a legacy in the end. So it shows you, you know, segmenting money into different buckets, spending what you want in the different segments, starting with $1 million, ending with $1 million, and then having the income, you know, set up to keep up with inflation in the interim and plan for all these other contingencies, you know, emergencies, inflation, market risk, you know, the possibility of needing, you know, additional healthcare expenses and laying all that out into that whole scenario.
Right. And folks, if that's something that you'd like to start to having that discussion with Mark and his team, well, now'd be a great time to give you a call.
Yeah, give us a call, 712-560-0360. Let's just have a conversation about how we can take the mystery out of financial planning and retirement planning by mapping out where you are now. We'll also do a number of things with, you know, your time that you spend with us. We'll provide you a fee report that helps you untangle what you're currently being charged for your retirement investments and your money that you have invested in other type investments. We'll also do a tax analysis to see if we can do anything to possibly reduce taxes. And of course, we're going to run a customized income plan that is going to use some techniques and strategies using those buckets to show how you can take your retirement income and take the worry out of running out of money in retirement. In short, we'll help you take all that guesswork out and put a detailed written plan together for you.
Hey, that sounds fantastic. Folks, take advantage of what Mark is offering today. A chance to sit down and put together that financial roadmap that's so important to get you into retirement. He can take that complex financial world, whether it's Social Security claiming, we were talking about pensions, that can get a little tricky. Yep, he can smooth it out, make it clear, make it easy to understand. Here's that chance to get a true practical financial review. Second opinion, now's the time to make that call. 712-560-0360. You're going to get that comprehensive financial review. All the extras that go along with it, you will find then when you walk out the door, you'll have a roadmap. It's a guide that can help get you to where you need to be when it comes to retirement. 712-560-0360. Again, 712-560-0360.
When it comes to retirement planning, there are plenty of options. No matter what you choose, you need to make sure you've got all your bases covered. We'll help you do that and more when we come right back.
You've worked all your life, you've saved, you've played by the rules. Now it's time to retire. Here's the question. Who do you want relaxing and taking it easy? Your nest egg or you? Well, of course, you want to relax and travel and enjoy. And sorry, nest egg, you've got more work to do. For a retirement that maximizes your portfolio, your Social Security avoids unnecessary risks and protects you from pitfalls. And frankly, lets you retire and keeps the nest egg working. You need a retirement partner, someone looking out for your best interest and building a plan for you based on your situation. You need Mark on Money's Mark Giel, 712-560-0360. 712-560-0360. Mark Giel's at 712-560-0360.
We are back. Mark on Money is the show. Mark Giel's is here. He is Mark, and I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Mark, 30-plus years in the business, a fiduciary, independent. You got a great team of folks there at EFS Wealth Management, and this is exactly what we do and what you do day in, day out, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, this is what we do. We're the retirement planners. That's what we focus on. And, you know, there's a lot of different people out there in our industries. There's planners, advisors, brokers, agents, you know, the list of people goes on and on who would like to help you manage your retirement portfolio.
Well, they all got their hand out too, don't they?
Yep. And the question is which one is right for you? Let's see if we can help you wade through the hype and get to the nitty gritty and make sure you've got your five bases covered when it comes to your retirement plan.
So the first one's got to be income, doesn't it?
Yeah, income planning. And so, you know, you can spend decades in retirement and you need to be sure that you have a reliable income stream to pay your month-to-month expenses with for the rest of your life. You know, if you go to our website at EFS4U.com and click on what's my income, it lays out what that income structure looks like that we typically put in place for probably 90% of people who are moving into retirement. And that income plan also should typically cover these things: Social Security maximization. When do you take Social Security? Do you draw it early? Do you delay it? Do you take it somewhere in between? If you're married, how does that combination? Who should file first? What about income and expenses? It should have a detailed analysis of what's going to be generated in income, what are your expenses going to be during that period of time. It should take into account inflation, a plan for the surviving spouse. If one of the two of you dies prematurely, you know, what happens to the surviving spouse? A lot of people forget, you know, that expenses don't necessarily go down a whole lot. Mm-hmm. One thing that happens is that taxes go up. And a lot of people don't take into account the tax planning that needs to go into the case that if one of the two of you passes away, now all of a sudden your tax bracket is a single person, no longer joint. You know, a joint couple can earn about $8,000 a month and still be in a 12% tax bracket. But a single couple can only earn about $4,000 a month without going into the next tax bracket. And so their income, if one of the two of you passes away, the survivor's tax liability in some cases can almost double.
Wow.
You can plan for that. You can't plan with certainty.
Right.
Retirement plan is all about planning for the certainty of uncertainty. Mm-hmm. But yes, you can plan for it. Longevity, you know. I always tell people, hey, retirement's great if you die early, but if you live a long time, that's when planning really makes a difference. And so you've got a plan for living for a long time. And then what about the investments? You know, crazy markets. I think last show we talked about, you know, the next crisis is just right around the corner. I mean, the pandemic looks like it's hopefully to an end next year. Hopefully there's a light at the end of the tunnel and it's not a train coming. But there's always the next thing on the horizon. We just don't know what it is yet. And, you know, so once you have a plan in place, it should take into account all those different things. And so number one on the list is income planning. Number two is, what's your risk tolerance? Even inside of the income plan, you can have various risk levels. Even in an income plan where you segment money out over 25 years, you can have various degrees of risk. You know, you can take into account what each individual's objectives are. And so that's not a cookie cutter approach. Not everybody is utilizing the same exact investment strategy because of what their risk tolerance is and what their needs for their investment assets are. So that's the second one. The third one is, what about the taxable nature of your current holdings?
Whew, that's a whole big thing, isn't it?
Yep. And so we actually have a class that we teach and have taught for years called Taxes in Retirement. And we also are very proactive with utilizing tax-efficient strategies, maximizing tax savings, and there's a ton of ways to do that. I mean, this year, you know, we've converted millions of dollars from IRAs into Roths as the market was volatile in the spring. You know, it was a great time to convert IRA money to Roths, even in long-term buckets, you know, where you could get, you know, pay 20% less in taxes on your retirement money because the market went down. You know, it's just, you know, it's just one of those things. And then, you know, making sure that you're giving money to charities efficiently, making sure you're setting aside money, you know, that can be left in an efficient manner to your beneficiaries, you know, figuring out which accounts you should be drawing down first to potentially reduce long-term taxes. So there's lots of things in the tax arena that, you know, people can be figuring out. So income planning, you know, assessing investment risk, assessing the taxable nature of your plan. And then it's important to figure out where your hard-earned assets are going to go. You know, legacy planning.
That's a big deal, and people often just kind of ignore that or wait too long to do it.
Right, you know, it's something that's not an easy one. Sometimes it's easy. Sometimes it's a, you know, I love you type of planning. I'm going to leave everything to my spouse, and then after they're gone, everything goes to the kids equally, and you know, and that's it. But you still want to make sure that that's done in an efficient, thoughtful manner. You know, and legacy planning is just so much more than just leaving assets. It's also making sure that you have those assets to leave and you've protected them so that you don't have an unforeseen event, maybe an extended stay in a care facility that wipes out, you know, half of the assets that really didn't need to be that it didn't need to happen that way if there had been some planning done ahead of time. So, you know, and the last one is you know, kind of the same thing with legacy planning, but it's maximizing your estate and figuring out the income planning opportunities that might exist. And those have changed over time. I think they change every few years in accordance with what's going on with the tax law and so forth. And so you really want to look at protecting assets in a trust and ensuring that they're distributed probate-free to your beneficiaries in a tax manner, depending upon the size of your estate and what your objectives are. You know, you want to prevent your IRA from becoming fully taxable to your beneficiaries upon your death, making sure that you have multiple beneficiaries listed on your retirement accounts and other investments that have the opportunity to list beneficiaries, if it's annuities, life insurance. I always say you want to have second and third generation beneficiaries listed so that your beneficiaries can do post-death planning and you give maximum opportunity to, again, do that tax planning that may, you know, it may change, you know, in the future. And, you know, by simply just keeping things as flexible as we can, it allows your beneficiaries to choose the best manner in which to distribute funds in the most efficient manner.
And again, that becomes all part of what you do and is part of that whole process. And that should start, or that can start really anytime. But your specialty is that transition from the acquisition to the distribution. So really, you're about putting the finishing touches on our plan.
Yeah, and you know, I am very passionate about my belief that everybody deserves a secure, independent retirement. And that's why we offer a no-cost, no-obligation consultation to our radio listeners, just to make sure that you're on the right path. If you call in, we can visit about your situation, probably talk on the phone 10, 15, 20 minutes, get a little bit of an idea of where you're at, what you're doing. And a lot of times, just that phone conversation alone can point you in the right direction that maybe you didn't know that if you were going to the right place or not. And a lot of times that leads to, you know, I think there's a lot of other things here that we may be able to help you with. Let's set up a time when we can actually sit down and review your financial information and look at detail what you're currently doing and what you've got. Making sure we dot our I's and cross our T's and, you know, save you some money. That's the ultimate objectives. Save your money, make your money grow, and, you know, distribute it so that your retirement is what you want it to be.
Right. Well, it's what we've worked all our lives for, Mark, in terms of trying to establish that. And so sometimes we lose sight of that, I think.
Well, you know, time flies by.
It does.
And really what we try to do is we try to give you a fact-based approach that you deserve to get the best answers for all of your financial challenges. Most of it is common sense stuff and, you know, just needing to be able to lay it out and, you know, figure out exactly what needs to be done. And it's not something that you can sit down with an advisor and figure out in 30 minutes or an hour or one or two meetings. Usually to develop a comprehensive plan, it really takes 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 meetings until that plan is really comes together. I mean, you wouldn't want to build a house by meeting with a builder and reviewing, you know, blueprint once and then never doing anything else and assuming it's going to be exactly the way that you want it to be.
Right.
It just doesn't work that way.
There's
always changes and modifications and choices that you have to be making. So it's the same way. It's no different than, you know, sitting down, developing a blueprint to build a home, and then you're laying out things. Maybe you're moving walls. You make one room bigger and another room smaller. It's kind of the same way with putting together a retirement plan, Steve.
Call it a green print. How about that?
Yeah, green print. I like it.
Folks, here is a great opportunity for you to sit down with Mark and his team and really put together that financial roadmap, put together that plan. Mark can take a lot of complex financial world, turn it into something that really makes sense. It's like you said, common sense is what we're talking about here, logical stuff. The math doesn't lie. Well, this is a chance for you to get a true practical financial review. Starts with a phone call, 712-560-0360. Get a comprehensive financial review. Then when you walk out, when you're finally done, you will have that roadmap that we talk about, the guide that's going to help get you to where you need to be when it comes to retirement. 712-560-0360. Again, 712-560-0360. Mark, as always, I like our conversations. They just kind of... just all becomes good common sense stuff.
Yeah, it is. It's basically what it is, and then trying to put that common sense into action.
I like it. And folks, if that's what you want to do, 712-560-0360. Hey, thanks for listening, everybody. We do appreciate it, and we're going to be back again next week with new topics and new questions, that and more right here with Mark on Money with Mark Eales.
Coach P Radio.
Securities offered through Securities America, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors, Inc., an SEC-registered investment advisor. EFS Group and the Securities America companies are unaffiliated. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company.